A vigil for the victims in Colorado Springs. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
Raise your candle to show your love for our community and Club Q.
Hundreds gathered outside the nightclub, remembering the five people shot dead Saturday night. 19 others were injured until some in the club fought back and stopped the shooter.
I saw him and I went and got him. And when I pulled him down, I told him I was hitting him. I want to kill you, guy.
Rich Fierro is an Army veteran who helped hold the attacker until police arrested him. Anderson Aldridge remains hospitalized, facing murder and hate crimes charges. It was also somber in Washington State.
Loved ones gathering to remember the first victim of last week's quadruple murder in Idaho. Ethan Chapin, who was just 20 years old, is remembered as a triplet, a devoted friend, son, and brother. His siblings also attend the University of Idaho. As the family says, they were all so close.
Fox's Brooke Singman back in Moscow, Idaho, where those four university students were stabbed to death in a home 9 days ago. There is still no suspect. Atlanta has reached a $1 million settlement with the widow of Rayshard Brooks, the black man shot and killed during a struggle with police in June 2020 in the unrest shortly after George Floyd was killed by police in Minneapolis. Iran continues to up the nuclear ante, now enriching uranium to a higher purity at a second facility, just a step closer to weapons grade. The U.S. has been trying to get back into the international Iran nuclear deal that's being violated. Secretary of State Antony Blinken says,
we continue to exert pressure on Iran for steps that it's taking to strengthen its nuclear program.
Blinken said that in Qatar, where a short time ago there was a huge upset at soccer's World Cup, considered one of the biggest in history.
2-1, Saudi Arabia has defeated heavily favored Argentina.
The call on Fox Sports 1. The U.S. tied Wales 1-1 in the American opener and plays England next on Friday, then Iran next Tuesday. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Nearly 2 weeks after the midterm elections, another Republican victory. Win number 219 in the House, adding to the slim GOP majority in the next Congress, with four races still undecided. David Valadao won a close re-election fight in California. He is just the second of 10 House Republicans who voted to impeach then-President Trump after the Capitol riot to be re-elected. Eight others either lost or did not run again. There has been another Capitol riot conviction.
23-year-old Riley Williams from Pennsylvania has been convicted of six counts. The judge ordered her detained until sentencing, saying she has no confidence that Williams has any respect for the rule of law. While she was found guilty of civil disorder and resisting officers, as well as four other misdemeanors, the jury deadlocked on whether she obstructed an official proceeding or helped steal Speaker Nancy Pelosi's laptop, which still hasn't been recovered. Prosecutors showed video of her telling another person to use gloves before touching the computer. Prosecutors also said a witness told the FBI Williams intended to sell the laptop to some Russian contacts. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
The University of Virginia's football season is over because of the shooting earlier this month that left three players dead. The Cavaliers canceling their game against rival Virginia Tech this coming Saturday. Virginia also nixed the game last Saturday against Coastal Carolina, instead holding a two-hour memorial service for the players. Now to the NFL, a Monday night blowout.
It was a damp night in Mexico City, but neither the rain nor the altitude slowed down the San Francisco offense in a 38-10 demolition. demolition of division rival Arizona. Jimmy Garoppolo threw four touchdown passes for the 49ers, two each to George Kittle and Brandon Ayuk. Debo Samuel also had a rushing score for the 49ers. With the win, San Francisco improves to 6-4 on the season and is now tied with Seattle for first place in the NFC West.
That's Fox's Eric Messersmith. On Wall Street, stocks could rise at the opening bell. Dow futures are up more than 100 points. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.